The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Nida Daf Zayin. Continue the theme that we discussed in the previous show. We'll make a summary, and then we'll add some fascinating parallels to the idea that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains B'Das HaTosis Rid. What we had in the previous share from the Tosis Rid was that there's a distinct difference between in Gidrei Chazoka of Mashiyesh Befonenu. There's a very big difference between if there's a dead body in front of us that we say that if the body is dead now, then it was dead yesterday when it was touched by the person in question. He has a question on a personal status, whether he's Tomei and Tor. A woman who finds Begufa Dam now, we will not assume that the same way she's a woman with a Dam, Bibsora, now, she was a Nida yesterday. What's the difference? If we extrapolate backwards based on what we see in front of us today, why shouldn't that be true by both cases? And if Chazaka de Meikara is stronger and we say, push off the changing of status, a live person to a dead, an Isha Tahira to an Isha Tmeya, then that should be the same in both cases. So we explained Al Pi de Tosis Rid that the Chiluk is that by a dead body, we have a Metzius in front of us, we have a entity in front of us, a physical reality called a body, a dead body. That dead body, if it's in front of us, there's no reason to say, well, maybe it only happened now, it didn't happen 5 minutes ago. When you have a vaday in front of you, so you see that as the reality until you know otherwise. And that could work backwards also. If the body is dead here, then the body was dead an hour ago, 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago, until the point where you know that he was alive. Or until the body was someplace else, in which case it wouldn't be considered a hemshich of the same reality. For example, a body that's dead in a hospital room, a person that died, we could go backwards and say that he died 5 hours ago in the hospital bed. We would not extrapolate from that lemafreya that the person died in the operating room, in the emergency room, and so on and so forth. That's already kishas mitziyosan means bemoka mitziyosan. We described that in the previous shiur, and again, isha that's found to be a balas mum, did the mum, the whatever caused the mum happen, bevei savio, or Bebe's Bailo. So that's the essence of Kshas Mitzios, but that's only when there's a reality in front of us, so we see that as of Ados. By Nido, when she does a Bedika today, on Tuesday, and she finds Dam, there's no reality in front of us. It's not the Dam Al-Bsoro, which is Metameher. There's no difference, there's no physical difference between a Nido and a Tahira. When there's an event, i.e., a flow of blood coming from inside, from the rechem to the outside, that flow of blood is metamher. When we see her with dam, begufo today, we could now know definitively that there was a flow at some point, but we don't see the tmeo in front of us, we don't see the nida in front of us. That's only a shayla of when something took place. That when? Chazok de Meikara beats Chazok de Ashla, like we said. That's the klal. That's the difference between the Kishas Mitzioson and the Nida that we do not extrapolate Tumo Lemafreya to be Mitamaher. We say Chazok de Meikara until whatever point. Let's take this a step further. Interesting parallel that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz brings is he brings this in Shar Chaim in the Sefer Kedushin Lamed, in Simon Lamed Beis. There's an interesting halacha where somebody was mekadosh a woman. It's two halachas, one of which is common in halacha lemaisa, and one of which is very uncommon. The uncommon one, which is the discussion in Gemara and Kedushin, Dafid Beis, Dafid Gimel, is a man was mekadosh a woman. We know that the Kedushin, the value of that with which he's mekadosh has to be a shava pruta. He was mekadosh with a chayfetz, and right now in front of us, right now, the chavitz is worth a shavah pruta, but we know, Lamashal, he handed her, he was Makariyam Gudesh Asli, Bi, Peirizu, he handed her a fig. It happens to have been that the Gemara discusses the price of figs was up and down in the market that day, wildly zigzagging from up to down, down to up, to the point where it's not clear at whatever point he was Makadisher whether that fig was worth a shavah pruta. What do we do? So the halacha is that if right now in front of us, when we make a shuma, when we make an estimate, right now when we have the paskin, if it's worth a shavu pruta, we assume that it's a shavu pruta. Hadover kimoishin nimtze b'fonenu kachu, similar to the idea of if you find a dead body, assume that it was a tomei, that the body was metam, the body was dead before that. Over here also, whatever the chavitz is worth, that's what we assume it is. We have a halacha which l'chor soises. The halacha is that by there's a din of oino. Oino means we're a moicher in that case. Overcharges a lekech. Seriously overcharges a lekech. The halacha is the lekech has a right to get back the money. He charged him for a painting that was worth $100. He charged him $150. The lekech has a right to render the sale null and void. He gets back his money. He gives back the painting. What happens if there's a disagreement between the moicher and the lekech as to when the painting was sold? Because we know that that commodity, a painting, usually doesn't have wildly fluctuating prices. But let's say something is the price of gold. He sold him a piece of jewelry, and the price of gold could very often shoot up dramatically, depending on what's going on in the stock market, in the commodities market. The price was up, the price was down. The moicher says the price was legitimate for the time that it was sold. The lekech says the price was not. The halacha is that the misana, the fellow who wants to get back his money, has to bring a raya. Even if, Shulchan Aruch says, in front of us now, when they come to Beis Din, the price of the chayfitz under question is beyond the pale of what the price should be. That means right now, if we had to pass him the information that's in front of us, there is oino, and there's grounds for being mevatel, for voiding the sale. The halacha is that since in front of us, the halacha is we don't look at what's in front of us, prices go up, prices go down, we don't know, you want to get your money back, you bring the raya, ala misana lahavi raya. Question is, what's the difference? So that's the Ktosis Kasha, which Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains is that when do we create a halachic reality from something that we have in front of us? That's only when it's a physical reality, it's something that can be defined. The value of a chayfitz, is not something that's a physical property. Prices go up, prices go down. Sha'orim mishtanim, the Rishonim say. So there's no difference between a painting. It's worth a piece of jewelry. It's worth now 100. It's worth 120. Then it's worth 80. It's worth 140. It's worth 60. And so on. There's no difference in the thing. There's nothing. There's no reality in front of us to say, well, that's what it is. That's what we'll say it was worth yesterday when it was sold. The value that fluctuates up and down, the shahr that fluctuates up and down, is not a physical reality that you could say that's what you have in front of us. Masha'en kein, when you have a single fig, and it's a shayla whether it's a shavu pruta, it's a shayla whether that thing is something that has any monetary value. Pochsim shavu pruta halachically has no monetary value. You can't be koinu with it. If you steal it, you don't have to pay for it, and so on. You're not allowed to look at chilus steal pochsim shavu pruta, but halachically does not carry with it very many of the dinim of dinim omnis. So what you're saying is, you have a fig. Is it a reality in dinim omnis, or is it not? That is a mitzius. That's a reality. Might not be a physical, chemical reality, but it's a reality nevertheless. Is this thing worth something, or is it not? It's not a question of the price. Price fluctuates. It's more like an event. What was the price, and when did I sell it? Was the price consistent with the amount of money that was made up between us or not? That's a question of an event that happened. You can't extrapolate lemafreya from the fact that now is that price, and that's the price that it was yesterday. But where the question is it b'chalal something that has any value whatsoever? Over there we're trying to define something in terms of what it is, in terms of a physical reality. If it's that today, then we have to assume that it's that yesterday. The distinction we just mentioned is maybe a little bit more edel, a little less defined. Let's bring another dogma of the same idea, more with chazokas. There's a interesting discussion between a Ramo b'shem Maram Mintz and between the Taz, a totally unrelated area of halacha in Yerideh, Shin Tzadik Zayin, Hilchos Avelus. Over there is a question. The halacha is that a person who hears, unfortunately, that a close relative of his, any of the relatives, wants to sit shivan, even if he didn't hear b'shas misa, he hears afterwards, he has to sit shiva. There's such a thing called a shmur ruchoyko. If he hears after that person died, He missed the... Sometimes they don't tell a person right away. The Shmuel Rechaik is after 30 days. The Halach is he sits Shiva. There's Kriya. He sits Shiva with all the Halachas of Avelis for an hour. And that's it for the Avelis. Sometimes when a person's not well, and he has a relative someplace else that passed away, a sibling, so they will sometimes withhold Psura Ra in order to save that person from having to sit Shiva for a week. In any case, what happens if there's a Suffolk? What happens if there's a Suffolk? Somebody passed away. Reuven is living in America in those days, and he gets a message that Shimon, his brother, passed away. It's not clear if when he heard the Psura, it's Toich Shloshim or not. Says the Maram Mintz. Classic. You have a Cheskes Chai. Every single person has a Cheskes Chai. It's Mavur in many places in the Gemara that every person has a Cheskes Chai. You have a Shal that somebody sent a get to give to his wife. You could assume he's alive. He has a Cheskes Chai. Who says you have to be Mistapik if he died? Over here also, be Ma'acher the time of death. Assume that he died the latest possible moment, that is the brother, who's someplace else, and then the brother, who's living in America, who hears the Besura, has to sit Shiva, because he has to assume that it's Tzarech Shloshim. Comes along the Taz, over there in the Yerudeshin Tzadik Zayin, the Taz argues. Taz says, I have halacha not like that. There's a Gemara with a Rambam, where the Gemara discusses if a person was... involved in, he's one of these Zaka members where he deals with catastrophes. There was a building that collapsed and they're digging under the debris to pull out if there's a suffix of anybody's alive. It's called the Gemara, that's called the Gemara, the end of Yuma Mefaker Gal. He's turning over a pile of debris, a pile of rubble, in order to look for anybody who's alive underneath, or Chesed Shalom is to pull out Chesed Shalom dead bodies from underneath. In any case, they're digging, they're digging, they're digging. He's there, he's involved, he's over that pile of rubble. Ultimately, they pull out the body. It's not clear when the person died. What's the difference when the person died? The difference is that if he's over the dead body, if he's over the gal, so he becomes Tomei, back to Tomei and Taira, he becomes Tomei, and he can't bring a Karban Pesach. It's a question whether he could bring or whether he should bring a Pesach Sheni. And the discussion over there goes back and forth, and the halacha that comes out is that if the dead body is found in front of us, we don't assume that he died the latest possible moment. We assume that he died a while before. So even if somebody was there 5 hours ago, a member, and then he left, his shift was over, and he left, and then the dead body was pulled out, we assume that the guy who was there 5 hours ago became Tomei. What do you mean? Why not say there's a Cheskes Chai, and the person who was trapped in the rubble underneath, if there was a suffix that he was alive, why not push off the dating of his death as late as possible? Isn't that the same Cheskes Chai? So that's the Taz's Kash and the Maram Mintz, and because of that he argues, says in this case there's no Cheskes Chai, and we have to assume if there's a dead person in front of us, that if his relative died, that he died as far back as possible, and it would be a Shmur Rechoika. Ad kan, divrei ha-poiskim. To be miyashiv, the Maram Mintz, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz as follows. He says, even though the question is the same question, similar to what we just said, legabe the value of a chefetz, prices go up, prices go down. No difference between a price of whether something's worth 100 or was worth 80. Or whether it was worth lamala mishava pruta pas mishava pruta lechera, prices go up and prices go down. But still, one is a definition of a mitzius in front of us, and one is a definition of an event that took place, like we said. So over here also, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, even though we're dealing with the same noisei of whether there's a cheskes chai, but there's a fundamental difference between the two. When we find a dead body in front of us, that dead body has a koach mimitame. To assume that that the person only died an hour ago, who says? You have a dead body in front of you, use that lemafre to be mitame as far back as possible. You have a vadois in front of you, there's a dead body. Mashenka legabe avelus, it's not the physical reality of his brother being dead that renders him a novel. It's the fact that his brother died. The fact that his brother is dead, his brother could be dead a week, a month, a year, 20 years, or 50 years. He's not Bavelus. Maybe he doesn't have a brother, but he's not Bavelus. Avelus means when his brother dies, the event of a sibling, Chalila's death, renders one Mechuyiv to be Noyig Dinei Avelus. In that case, what do you have in front of you as a physical reality that you should extrapolate Lamafreya that it happened as far back as possible? Nothing. So Mel, the Maramins is right in saying over there, all you're left with is a chazok meikar. When there's a physical reality in front of you that becomes a vados, that you could extrapolate backwards. Mashenkin, when something is an event took place, a flow of dam, an event, a market change in the value of the coin, or like we're saying, a death of a close relative, in that case, that would be a regular change. Legabi any change, the halacha is that chazok nemeikara wins over chazok dahashin, like we say. We'll give one more example of the same idea. Legabi akasha of the Shev Shmaitz and Shmaitz Alef Perek Beis. There's a halacha, orlo is the Torah is iser against eating fruits from a fruit tree that was planted less than 3 years ago. There's a whole shiloh what to do with a sofik orlo. You have a fruit tree that was planted. You don't know when it was planted, the fruits. Are you allowed to eat it? Are you not allowed to eat it? Sofik orlo is also. Sofik deraisa l'chumra. Chutzla it's halachum ha-shmissina, even though orlo is awesome deraisa. Sofik orlo we go l'kula. All discussion in the Shev Shmaitz about that. The kash is raised by the Shev Shmaitz. Let's say you have a sofik. You don't know if the fruit grown on this tree is 2.5 years old, 3.5 years old. You're allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to eat it. Why not say chazaka? The tree certainly has a chazaka that it was a minor, that it was below age. Why not say that it has a chazaka that it's still below age as far as the heter of the 4th year is concerned? And by the way, we have a precedent for this. Every time there's a shayla, let's say a cotton was mekadosh an isha, is a question. A young boy handed made a kedushin to an isha, to a young girl. The question is whether he was a gadol or she's a ketana. At what age they became? He's a gadol in front of us. The question is what age he was mekadosh. The halacha is there's a cheskas cotton. The shayla whether he's a bentes, whether biyase biyo. Over there, the halacha is that we say there's a chazaka becheskas cotton. Why not say that legabe a tree also? Says Reb Chaim Shmulev, it's the same chilek. Says by a koton becoming a godel, there's something existentially different. He was one thing, he was one type of person, he became something else. A koton and a godel are two different things. If you have in front of you a godel, so extrapolate my phrase a godel, or let's say you don't know now whether he's a godel or not, so you have a chazoka, like we said, that he was a koton. Take that and say that then the Shinui, the jump from katnus to gadlus, happened as late as possible. When you're dealing with a tree, there's no difference between a tree, be'etzem, that's 2.5 years old, 3.5 years old. The difference is only when the maisinatiyah was, when the planting was. The Torah doesn't say that a tree is orlo for 3 years because there's something different about the tree. The Torah says that if you planted less than 3 years ago, you're not allowed to eat from it. When that event took place, it's not something that's existential to the tree, that you could say there's a chazoka, there's no physical reality in the tree. It's a question of an event taking place that would not fall in the confines of Hilchus Chazoka.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org. The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.